This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A jury awarded the Fox newscaster, sportscaster, Erin Andrews, $55 million in her lawsuit against a Nashville company managing a Marriott and a stalker after she was secretly videotaped naked several times in 2008. The electronic group Major Lazer and Diplo drew a huge crowd in Havana for the first concert in Cuba by a major pop act from the U.S. since the reinstatement of relations. Former New York City mayor and mega-billionaire Bloomberg says he's not running for president. Behind-the-scenes negotiations with the military by Aung San Suu Kyi of the National League for Democracy Party in Myanmar for her to become president when her party takes power on April 1st have failed. Teacher strike against the Palestinian government for higher wages has now gone for 1 month as the largest demonstration in years. The government, private insurers, and patients spend an estimated $3 billion per year on cancer medicines that are thrown out because they're packaged in unnecessarily large quantities. Supreme Court declined to hear Apple's appeal on its price-fixing conspiracy with publishers to raise the cost of e-books, forcing Apple to now pay a $400 million settlement to e-book buyers. The FCC's latest potential proposal is to subsidize broadband internet for lower-income families at $9.25 per month. Chairman of the FCC reports that 48% of households making less than $25,000 cannot afford internet. Amazon warehouse workers are surrounded by TVs displaying a black silhouette stamped with the word terminated and accompanied by details such as when they stole, what they stole, how much it was worth, and how they got caught changing an outbound package's address, for example, or stuffing merchandise in their socks. Some of the silhouettes are marked arrested. Chamber of Commerce is suing in Seattle to block a local collective bargaining law for Uber drivers. Trump wins in Hawaii, Mississippi, and most importantly, Michigan, with Cruz taking Idaho, Rubio winning no delegates, Kasich running well in Michigan on Super Tuesday, too. Sanders upset Clinton in Michigan, and Clinton won Mississippi in a landslide. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin. His bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.